Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
I walked around this facility for 4 days with him and a lady by the name of Miss C.M. Ralph. And as I walked around, I didn't say anything. I was awestruck at what I saw. I said, Lord, if I ever needed you, if I ever needed you, Lord, it's now. I said, here I'm in a strange country with a bunch of people I can't communicate with a set of drawings I virtually can't read, with a 250,000 square foot building that's tore all to pieces, that's got stuff scattered all over it that nobody knows how to put together, sophisticated equipment that only I know have seen. These people have not even seen this equipment that's been sent over here from Switzerland, from Sweden, and from the USA. But I'm knowledgeable about it. But I said, Lord, there's not enough of me to put all this together. So I said, I've got to be able to show these people how to do it. He began to show me. I stayed in Cairo, Egypt, exactly 3 months. This lady that was there, she told the executive VP the day he got to leave, he started to leave and leave me over there. She said, this guy has not said a word. She said, this is not the man for the job to finish this building. He said, you just do whatever that man tells you, and he will put this building together for you. So he left and left me with her. She said, what do you need? And I told her. And she started getting these people together, and I got 3 engineers that could speak English that were graduates of the Cairo University. And I started walking this plant. And I never saw so many problems or so few people that knew so little about anything in my life trying to build a building. But in 3 months, I built that building and put it together and had it open in 3 months. Now, this was in 1977. I kept telling the lady that I serve the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the King of the universe, and He knows everything. And I always get all of my knowledge and wisdom from Him. And she could not understand how I was putting this building together. When I got ready to leave there in 3 months, she followed me out onto the TWA airplane and said, Thurman, I will pay you any salary you ask to stay here and run this plant for me. She said, I will guarantee you. Now, 1977, the money I'm going to tell you was a pretty good salary. She said, I will give you $50,000 a year tax-free to just stay here and run this plant for me. That was in 1977. I told her, no, ma'am, I couldn't do that. I had to come back because I had a wife and family, and I wasn't about to stay in Cairo, Egypt. But you see, in the business world, if you're a man of faith and you ask the Lord in faith on behalf of His Word what He will do for you, that's just a couple of the tremendous projects that I've done. So the VPs that were there, all of them knew about these projects, and they knew I'd saved this company millions, had made millions for them. And then, in May, a year ago, I was told, because my walk with the Lord began to get so awesome. And I would walk into the place in the morning with 1,000 people. And when I'd walk in, I'd say, good morning. I'd see the ladies on the line or the men and say, good morning. Praise the Lord. How are you all doing this morning? Glory to God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Good morning, ma'am. How are you doing? Do you love Jesus this morning? Praise the Lord. Somebody, she said, I don't feel good this morning. I said, let me touch you in the name of Jesus, and He'll heal you. And one of the guys come to me, and he said, Thurman, there's a little lady out here who's got cancer. I told her if you'd, she'd come see you, that you'd pray for her, and Jesus would heal her. So the next morning, I was walking through, and a little Spanish lady, she said, sir, could I talk to you? And I said, ma'am, what can I do for you? And I thought she was going to ask something about some of the equipment that she was wanting me to look at or something. And she reached down under her table and got a box. And she pulled out a Spanish Bible. She said, they tell me you can tell me where to read in this book. I said, yes, ma'am, I can. She said, I get off work at 11 this morning. Could I come by your office? I said, certainly, I will be there. I didn't know she was a lady with cancer. She came into my office at exactly 11 as she got off. And I took the Bible and opened it up. And I said, you really need to start in the book of Matthew. I said, by the way, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? She said, I'm not sure I understand. So I turned over to Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10. I said, would you read those three verses in Spanish? And she did. I said, have you done that? She says, no. I said, would you like to do that? She said, yes. So I led her in a prayer and led her to Jesus. And when I was leading her in a prayer, I reached over and laid my hands on her. And just to agree with her in prayer on behalf of Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10. 2 weeks later, she comes screaming into my office. Neil told me that if I'd come to your office, that Jesus would heal me. I said, heal you? What was wrong with you? She said, I had cancer. I said, you had cancer? She said, yes. See, what she didn't know, but Jesus and I knew, in Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10, it says the word of God is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, the word of faith that we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart the Father raised him from the dead, you will be sozo. The word in the Greek is sozo. The word in the Greek sozo means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. So see, I agreed with her in prayer that she'd be saved, but the Word of God says healed and made whole also. So when I knew that, and Jesus knew I knew that, and he certainly knew that, so when I had my hands laid on her, that gave him the privilege to heal this little woman, and I didn't even know she had cancer. And he completely healed that woman, and to this day, years later, that woman has never had a reoccurrence of cancer. Is Jesus awesome? So I began to pray with people every morning in my work group meetings. I prayed with men and everything, and I mean, I started out my meetings talking about Jesus. I mean, I talked about Jesus to everybody. I didn't care who you was. I mean, if you don't want to talk about Jesus, you can't talk to me. Because I don't know nothing else to talk about. That's not true. I'm a very well-trained engineer. I can talk about a lot of things, but that's my favorite subject. Let's put it that way. But anyway, as I got stronger and stronger in the Lord, the old VPs and everything all retired off. A bunch of new guys come in their 30s. The head HR man come back there one day. Been with the company a year. I've been 29 years with this company. He comes back there and he says, Thurman, I understand we've got a mold problem back here in one of the facilities. I said, yeah, but I've already got it taken care of. He said, well, I'd like to go see it. I said, all right. I took him back there, and as we got back there, I said, son, let me ask you a question. I said, do you know Jesus? He looked at me and said, well, yes. I said, where do you go to church? He said, well, I don't really go to church. I said, well, what denomination are you a member of? He said, well, I'm a Baptist. I said, so you're a rebel Baptist. He said, what do you mean a rebel Baptist? I said, well, if you're a disobedient Christian, you're a rebel. I said, you need to start obeying God. I said, otherwise, you're not going to like what's going to come by your house. I said, Jesus is a jealous God. He expects you to put him first. He said, well, let's talk about this mold. I said, okay. We got through that up front. We're going back up front. He stopped me. He said, let me give you some coaching. I said, what's that on, son? He said, you offended me back there when you said what you did. I said, son, if I offended you about Jesus, you needed to be offended. I said, if you're supposedly a Christian and you're not doing what God says, you need to be offended. I said, you need to serve Jesus. He said, let me tell you, you know you're not supposed to talk about religious things in the workplace? I said, son, it's my right anywhere I want to talk about Jesus. I live in America. And I said, let me give you some coaching. I said, next time you've got something you want to talk to me about HR, you probably know more about that than I do. You can give me some coaching. I said, when you go to talk to me about Jesus, I said, you get in the book. And 30 years from now, if you've spent 5 hours a day in it, then you can give me some coaching about the Word of God. I said, until that time, don't you talk to me about Jesus. See, I'm not a normal preacher. So anyway, he got a burr under his blanket for me. And a few months later, my entire audit, my entire department was called under an audit from the head world corporate headquarters office. They sent an outside team and an inside team to audit everything, and I was responsible for millions of dollars in my budget. When they got there, nobody in the company used the software that I used. They said, "Where'd you get this software?" I said, "I wrote it all myself." "How in the world did you put such a sophisticated system together?" I said, "It's simple. I serve Jesus, and He knows everything." They said, "Your records are absolutely the best anywhere in the company worldwide. Nobody has the records that you have. Nobody can pull up what you can pull up for the last many years in an instant, in a heartbeat, and tell us everywhere you spent every dollar and everything. We don't understand how you could do this." I said, "It's all Jesus, sir. It's all Jesus." So when they got through with a month-long audit, my department was untouchable. It was perfect. So then they began to really check me out in the religious world. And then they began to find out that miracles were happening everywhere in the workplace. Everybody I touched in the name of Jesus were getting miraculously healed or saved or delivered. This was very difficult for a bunch of young, lost HR people to understand. In fact, the last event in May a year ago, I heard a Spanish woman screaming. I ran from receiving where I was checking some other things back to the cook's area where I heard this woman screaming. And there stood a precious little, probably 45-year-old, a Spanish cook, screaming. And everybody was gathered around her. She had reached into a huge, big commercial oven that had been 400 degrees inside, pulled the big door down, and she reached in and took a big sheet pan of food out. And when she stepped on some grease, as she turned around with a naked arm, her arm fell on the door. What do you think it did to the bottom of her arm? You can only imagine, you ladies that have put your finger in the skillet, you can only imagine what it did to her arm.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we will continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.